Hello, and welcome to a Search Server Virtualization.com podcast, Automating Operations Management Processes in a Virtual Environment. During this podcast, we will interview Charles Crouchman, CTO at Opalis. This podcast is being brought to you by Opalis Software. For more information on Opalis Software, please visit their website at www.opalis.com. Now let us begin the interview. Who is Opalis?
Opalis is the leading independent vendor of runbook automation solutions, also known as IT process automation solutions. Runbook automation, or RBA solutions, are used by enterprise IT organizations to orchestrate, integrate, and automate IT processes. These processes could be in support of a particular service discipline, such as incident management or configuration management, or more likely, they could be complex and composite processes that cut across multiple disciplines and the management tools that support them. Without an RBA solution in place, IT staff are relegated to, at best, partial automation of these processes and, at worst, an inability to implement cross-discipline processes. Both situations result in an inability to deliver adequate service to the business. From a technology perspective, these RBA products include an orchestration engine that is enhanced with out-of-the-box integrations to all of the management tools that support IT processes. They must also include tools to design these automation policies and manage and report on them once they've been deployed. Finally, to deliver a working solution, these products include predefined processes that solve real-world problems and decrease implementation effort and time to value. The most advanced RBA products also include deep technology to eliminate the need to perform extensive scripting or coding. For example, they include a data bus to enable seamless passing and transformation of data from one management system to another. They also include self-configuring capabilities that allow them to adapt to customized and changing management systems. All of this without extensive customization via scripting and coding. Opalis Integration Server is the most advanced RBA solution on the market. It includes a powerful orchestration engine that scales to meet the demands of the largest enterprise IT consumers. This orchestration engine is enhanced by the deepest and broadest set of integrations in the industry, encompassing management solutions from all of the Big Four management vendors, as well as best-of-breed solutions across all management disciplines. It includes a policy designer that makes even the most complex workflows elegantly simple for the end users to build. And it also has a web-based reporting capability that allows for traditional reporting as well as advanced dashboarding capabilities. Unique to Opalis is the inclusion of a data bus that makes passing and transformation of data between management systems point-and-click simple, and also auto-detection and self-configuration capabilities that allow Opalis Integration Server to dynamically configure itself to customized environments without scripting and coding.
Okay, thank you. Okay. What are the business challenges that are driving companies with virtual environments to look at runbook automation?
Some of the challenges around managing virtualized environments are the same as those for managing physical environments. But introducing virtualization into an IT infrastructure also drives a number of unique management challenges. First of all, even for the identical challenges, for example, those around incident or change management, these challenges are multiplied because of the tendency for virtualization to dramatically increase the number of images under management. The ability to instantly provision a new server image provides dramatic increases in agility, but also decreases in friction, thus leading to as many as 10 times more systems under management. Clearly, these systems cannot be managed manually or with piecemeal automation. Virtual server sprawl, this idea of 10 times as many systems under management, and its ugly cousin, increased storage consumption, also introduces a unique management challenge around virtual lifecycle management. For example, VMware's Virtual Infrastructure 3 comes with tools to easily provision new images, but there is no capability to determine what approval processes need to be in place around this provisioning process, nor is there any capacity to determine when it's time to decommission an image, which leads to orphan systems. A good example of how incident management changes in a virtual world is related to the ease of provisioning. For example, when an incident occurs on a physical machine, I use automation to do closed-loop correction on that incident. When an incident occurs on a virtual machine, it is often faster and more effective to simply decommission the faulty image and reprovision a new one. I can use automation and runbook automation in particular to accomplish this automatically and without human intervention.
How does RBA add value to virtual environments?
Okay, so first and foremost, runbook automation solutions provide the automation required to enable IT organizations to absorb the explosion in the number of systems under management without adding additional administrators. If you multiply the systems under management by 10x through virtualization, do you really want to increase your admin staff by 10x as well? RBA provides the automation that allows you to get the agility benefits of virtualization without the additional administration costs. Some examples of this are around, again, virtual lifecycle management, the ability to build workflows that define the process required, the process around provisioning new virtual images, the approval processes, the integration with help desk systems, the integration with CMDB systems, and the ability to track these virtual images once they've been provisioned. Also, the ability to define workflows around the decommissioning of these virtual images. When is it time to decommission an image after a certain period of time, after a certain number of activities, after certain events occur, and automatically decommission these virtual images, thereby helping to alleviate this idea of virtual image sprawl, as well as dramatic increases in storage utilization. And specifically around things like incident management, again, the example I cited previously that says in a virtual world, often when an incident occurs on a virtual system image, what you want to do is not try to correct it, but simply decommission that system and provision a new one. This can be automated with runbook automation. There are also a number of use cases around compliance, server compliance, and ensuring, again, via automation policies, that your servers are in compliance with their stated configuration. So all of these situations, all of these use cases, all of the use cases that apply to physical servers as well around fault management, maintenance, backup, and recovery, all of these situations multiplied 10x are places where runbook automation can add value to virtualized environments.
What benefits have customers seen by automating virtual machines provisioning lifecycle?
Well, we've seen a number of benefits. For example, one very large financial institution was able to eliminate administrative positions and redeploy those people to higher value prospects by automating the process around fulfilling provisioning of new virtual machines. And this was even specifically within their development environment. For example, it took 2 hours per server previously to build and provision a system. This resulted in interrupted IT work. These folks were not doing other things. They were doing nothing other than building and provisioning new systems all day long. It also resulted in lost developer productivity while these developers were waiting to have their new systems provisioned. They were unproductive. With Opalis Integration Server, this whole process became fully automated. So not only were the servers provisioned instantly upon request from the developers, it was done in a managed process where the appropriate approvals were obtained, where the system, where the process was tracked, reported. It's now reportable and auditable, but also the full life cycle is managed, including automated deprovisioning of these systems once the developer is done with them, thereby eliminating or at least alleviating the idea of virtual image sprawl and storage consumption amongst these development environments. In this particular use case, this was just one use case within a large customer. The improved productivity saved roughly $300,000 purely in staffing resources on an annual basis, not to mention increased the softer benefits of increased developer productivity.
That is all the questions we have today. Do you have any closing comments that you would like to make?
In summary, Opalis is the leading independent vendor of runbook automation solutions. These runbook automation solutions provided by Opalis are used in very large enterprise IT environments to automate IT processes across management disciplines and across management tools, allowing IT organizations to provide increased levels of service to the business at decreased costs. Specifically in virtualized environments, as virtualization dramatically increases the number of systems under management, Runbook automation allows IT organizations to absorb these increases in the numbers of systems under management without dramatic increases in costs around the administration of those environments. Very specifically, there are a number of use cases around management of virtualized systems that are specific to virtualization relative to management of physical systems that Runbook automation can enable, again, allowing IT organizations to adopt virtualization without dramatic increases in administration costs. These benefits have been proven over and over again in real customer environments and drive real return on investment with the shortest time to value in the industry.
Thank you, Charles, for your interview. I would like to thank Opalis Software for bringing us this Search Server Virtualization.com podcast, and thank you all so much for joining us.